Hi, everyone. This is Leanna from the SoCal Sound. I'm here talking with Kyle Thomas, right here, and a.k.a. King Tuff, a garage rocker turned plant-loving sentimentalist.
I mean, I would say I was always a plant-loving
sentimentalist. That's true. That's true. It was always a part
mixed
of
up
you.
I got mixed up in that garage business.
You started with that, but the plant lover was always in you.
Indeed.
I love that. Well, and that's the cool thing is kind of, I mean, not to jump in because there's other things I want to ask you, but I really love hearing all your music because I went kind of start from the beginning and then went through the very end, the newest album you have, Small Town Stardust. And it was really cool being able to listen to the shifts in your sound. And it kind of really seems like it started with this kind of harder garage, punk, rock, like really kind of like hard music, to then you kind of shifted a bit from Black Moon Spell to the other, and then it kind of, there was a shift, and I did really sense that. And mm-hmm. I was just so curious kind of what happened in that process for you. Like, was it something personally that happened, mm-hmm. or was it just that you were just kind of ready for a new sound? What happened?
I mean, I've always written all different kinds of songs.
Yeah.
I've always kind of just let the songs be what they want to be. They come out, and I'm like, this feels like wants to be an acoustic song, or, you know. So there's a lot of stuff even before my first album that is probably more closer to this new era, more folky kind of stuff.
Okay.
So that stuff was always there, kind of lurking in the background.
Yeah.
But finally, I was just like, I've always wanted to make a kind of more mellower album.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, it did get very kind of hard rock for a while. And then I just kind of didn't find myself as drawn to that music, like listening. I wasn't really listening to that type of stuff as much.
Whereas before you were.
Yeah.
That was more like what you liked or what
you're saying. Yeah, it's just, you know, whatever I'm into at the time is.
Makes sense.
Tends to be what my songs kind of come out like, but
sometimes
weird ones just pop out and they're like, I'm like, I don't know what this is. This doesn't sound like me, but I'm just going to go for it.
Well, speaking of that, so one of my favorite songs from the earlier times was I Love You Ugly. And I kept listening to it and I was like, this is a really fun song. First of all, I mean, I don't know if it's more like a joke or if it's just kind of like more of just like honesty. And I was just so curious, like, was that for a person? Was that kind of for just like a general feeling? Like, did you write that for someone?
It wasn't for anyone in particular.
Okay.
But just in general, I tend to be attracted to imperfections.
Yes.
And things like that. So that's kind of where the song is coming from. But obviously it is a very silly song.
It's so cute though. Yeah.
But yeah, it's honest too though. It's like, I tend to like things that are a little off kilter.
Different. Yeah, it was like talking about like bunions on the feet or something.
You know.
No, I listened to it and I was like, this is a really, and it was like, that's why I wrote it. I was like, I love the grittiness and kind of the brutal honesty, but also you were so sincere in it. You were like, yeah, like, I really love all these things about you. Even if you don't like those things about yourself, I do. And that was really sweet too.
Yeah. I mean, it is definitely saying that. So yeah, I'm glad you picked up on that.
I really appreciated that. And it seems like your music, like especially the earlier stuff, it is like harder, but it also has like a real sweetness to it.
Yeah, I mean,
I like that.
Yeah, there's always been sort of a tender undertone.
Yeah.
Under the tough. I'm not tough at all. That's the funny thing about me.
How did you come up with the name?
It was just a stupid name I came up with when I was 18, you know, and it just stuck.
Well, Kyle Thomas, KT, and then King Tuff, I don't
know. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, just one of those things that stuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, if I think about it literally, I'm like, I don't want to be king. I'm not tough.
You're like, but I actually don't think of either of these things, but it is kind of a fun name.
Yeah.
And maybe it did it kind of suit you earlier on, and now that you're shifting a little bit, it still suits you, but just a little different.
It just becomes, I feel like band names become this thing that like, they don't actually, you don't actually think about what the name itself, it just becomes attached to the music and the person. So that's, you know,
like the persona.
Yeah, that's what it's become, and it's fine.
Would you ever go by just Kyle Thomas, or
I mean, I've wanted to change the name for years, and every time I try to, I chicken out in the end.
Oh.
And then, but I'm actually always glad that I didn't.
Yeah.
Like, I almost changed it for this record.
Right.
And then I'm like, you know, it's cooler if the story just kind of changes. You know, it's a more dynamic story. There's a different arc to it when it's just the same the whole time.
One, it was cool because I read somewhere that it was, you were saying that this album is kind of like a full circle for you from the first album. And I was curious how that was for you, or what that process was. Like, how was it full circle coming back around?
I guess you know, just this album is a lot about my town that I'm from in Vermont.
Yeah.
And so I guess I was thinking a lot about the time in which I made that first record when I was still living there, just alone in my art studio.
And
so I was thinking about those times a lot and kind of reflecting on that a lot when I was writing these songs.
Okay, yeah.
And, you know, I made the record myself with Sasami in my home studio. So there was some parallels there.
Doing it in your home now or in 2020, right?
Yeah.
With this album, and then doing it in your childhood home for the first album, right?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And it seems like you're really connected to your hometown of what's the
town? It's called Brattleboro.
Brattleboro, Vermont. Yeah. And you were kind of saying it's like a little small hippie-ish town.
Yeah, it's just a small kind of
like woodsy.
There's a big mountain and rivers and just a lot of weirdos.
I relate. So I'm from Sonoma County. I'm from Sebastopol north.
I love Sebastopol.
I was going to say, I feel like it sounds a lot like your hometown.
There's some parallels there, yeah.
Because woodsy, weirdos, I mean, really, I could see it being a similar thing.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
And I feel very connected to my hometown, too. So it seems like your hometown is a big part of, I mean, your life, but also this whole album.
Yeah, and it's just a curious kind of place because it's, 12,000 people, but a lot of people, a lot of my friends had a lot of success with music. And it's just like this tiny place that seems like there's something going on.
Well, it seems like those small towns almost kind of bring more creativity, because I don't know if like your childhood was one where you were allowed to just like be expressive. It kind of seems like it
definitely
was.
I got lucky with parents.
Yeah, you know? Me too.
So they were always have been the most supportive people in my life, let me do whatever.
Well, and I love that you included the song A Meditation.
Yeah.
And that was actually you as a kid saying a meditation, right?
Yeah, my dad had these like funny meditation tapes he used to listen
on
his headphones. Sometimes I would listen to them and like, so I was just making a joke of it.
Yeah, but it was like really nice. Like it was very calming.
Yeah, I found the tape, you know, when I was back home in the basement and I put it on. I was like, this is incredible. I have to use this.
I love that. Well, and it's cool because again, like you said, it's full circle. So you're kind of bringing your childhood into it too.
Yeah.
Which is really fun. And it seems like you were fairly spiritual as a kid, or were you like...
I wouldn't say spiritual. I was just a weirdo, you know.
But you connected to something. I mean,
definitely.
You felt connected.
Yes,
in some
way. My parents are very into nature too. So, they're always, you know, bringing us out to the woods and stuff. So I've always felt that kind of connection to nature. Like to me, nature is my religion.
Totally.
So, nature and music.
I get that.
So spiritual in that way for sure.
Well, and even with like Portrait of God, I mean, you were just singing that.
Yeah.
And it's like, I was really listening to the lyrics and it's like, this is basically like how I practice, or this is how God is for me. This is how I practice. It doesn't have to be one way or another. It's okay to have it be your own type of feeling, right? I mean, it's like for you, it's more about nature and connection to nature and everything.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I just, to me, it's obvious that the sun is this giant ball of energy in the sky that made everything grow.
Yeah.
And keeps us all alive. And we can't live without it. We can't look at it directly.
Yeah.
It seems pretty obvious that that's God.
Yeah. I know, I get it. No,
I'm surprised that more people don't talk about that.
Yeah, it is kind of interesting. And I mean, I think people are so specific with what they believe in. And it's nice when you can be a little bit open to everything and just be like, who knows? It's the source energy, it's sun, it's God, it's whatever, a universal feeling.
Yeah.
It's whatever you connect to. And it seems like, though, for you, I really get that. It's like nature. And when you look at nature, you can just see how we're so connected to it.
Oh, my God.
And I love that. Yeah.
And it's just so, it's the most beautiful art there is. Mm,
yeah. Yeah. I know up north, we have a house and it has these giant redwoods. And it's a grove. And it's just the most beautiful thing to walk out and just stare. And you don't need anything else. You just stare at these groves and it's wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, it's like the most beautiful place up there.
Yeah. It really is. And I feel so at peace, like when I'm up there. I mean, I love living in LA, but I feel so at peace up there. And I'm sure that you feel a certain peace when you're back home that you may not totally in LA.
Yeah. I feel totally different when I'm back in Vermont. I mean, I have different.
Yeah. You're a different person. Yeah.
Yes. Different thoughts, different feeling, emotions that only exist there.
Yeah.
Some of them I'm a little stressed out, but.
Well, if you're back with your parents, the hometown thing.
There's always that aspect of it.
Yeah.
But it is, it's a different vibe.
I love that. And was the message with this album did you have a message that you were kind of trying to share with everyone? Or did you just kind of want people to take it as it is and find their own message within that, with the words and everything?
I think, I really just wanted to make something warm and, like, joyful.
Yeah.
And that people wanted to, like, listen to make themselves feel good. Mm-hmm. And so that's, like, really the place it came from and love. And just, I feel like my previous album before that kind of, like, was a little darker. There was some kind of darker themes on it. And I just wanted to, just make something a little more positive.
And especially with, like, the pandemic and the collective trauma we've all been through, it seems like a lot of artists are now actually trying to make more joyful music to kind of work with that. And
and I do feel like for the past decade, music has been kind of dark. Like, there's been kind of a coldness for a long time. To me, it's gotta swing the other way.
We gotta shift it,
And that's the kind of music I like to listen to is, things that make me feel good.
Totally, totally.
So, to me, music is medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And it can really, help you.
It can help. And it can help everything. Like the plants, like Love Letter to Plants. That song is really lovely and beautiful. And I feel like you could play it for your plants. I don't know.
Certainly.
You play all of it for your plants.
Certainly.
Plants, I do. I feel like I've read somewhere that they actually do respond to things. I don't know.
Definitely. Yeah. There's an album from like the 70s that has had a resurgence in the past few years called Plantasia.
Oh.
That's like Moog synthesizer music for plants. That's very amazing.
Well, who's the band or what?
It's by this guy, Mort Garson.
Okay.
But if you just search Plantasia,
okay.
It's a very popular album nowadays, but you would like it.
Okay, yeah. Well, maybe your album will become a new. Not that all the songs are about plants, but I mean, they are,
There's definitely a green vibe happening.
A green vibe.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. Well, it was super fun. Again, it was really fun getting to just kind of start from the beginning of your music, going all the way to now. And it seems like you've had your own journey, I'm sure, with the music and everything going on. And then, of course, in 2020, we all went through that. And now you're here with Small Town Stardust.
Now we're here.
So, of course, I have to, because I'm such an astrology nerd, I always have to ask an astrology question at the end if people are into it. And it seems like you're a fairly spiritual guy, open to lots of different things. So are you into astrology at all?
Yeah. I can't say that I, am super deep into it, but I definitely, like to ask people what their sign is or,
fun
to know.
So you know your sign?
Of course.
Okay, what's your big three?
I'm a Capricorn sun.
Okay.
I'm a Pisces moon.
I knew. Okay.
And a Leo rising.
Oh, my God. I'm a Leo rising, too.
Leo rising's rock. Sorry.
You know what? I knew you were Capricorn because I did look up your birthday. I was like, I at least need to know his sun sign, but I didn't know the rest. But then I was like, Pisces are so much, like, that sign is so connected to music, and they are so connected to the flow of life and just, you know, kind of having faith and spirituality. And I was like, I bet you he has Pisces somewhere. So that makes sense with that moon. And then, of course, the Leo rising is just super outgoing and bubbly and, you know, that's conversational.
Yeah, that's definitely like my outward state. That's where my star persona comes from.
So you're like a hard worker with that Capricorn, but the Pisces gives a little bit more of a flow, a little bit more of a creative, artistic thing. And then Leo is very outgoing and, you know. Yeah. Well, you got the Leo hair, I feel like.
Some curls. I
mean, I feel like Leo, too, they have like really abundant hair. Yeah. So. But I love that you know that. That's really fun that, you know the big three.
Yeah. I have the same birthday as Joanna Newsom.
Oh.
And
have you met her before?
Years ago.
Okay.
I was sort of in the similar scene to her when she first came out. I had sort of a psychedelic folk band that we were in.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love her music, too. That's really fun. And that's great. I mean, I think living in L.A., you kind of have to at least have some knowledge of astrology because people just ask on a daily basis.
Yeah.
So it's nice. Some men are very, not to put it just on men, but I think some men are not into it. So
for sure.
But I appreciate
it. But I'm not a man. I'm like a
you're a being.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm a being.
There you go. Very Piscean of you.
Yeah.
Just flowing into whatever happens.
Yeah. I'm a goat with a mermaid's tail, remember?
I love that. And a lion's mane.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yeah.
You should create that for the new album.
Yes.
And if you do, you have to give me credit for it.
I shall.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for talking
with
me. It was so much fun. And yeah, King Tuff is actually taking a little bit of a break from his tour, but then he's going to be back in August at Hollywood Forever Cemetery and then going to Washington for Thing Festival and End of the Road Festival in the UK.
Indeed.
So you got a busy summer.
Things are happening.
Well, thanks again.
Thank you.
Portrait of God. Have you ever tried to imagine the shape of God? Are they a butterfly or a big amorphous star? Do you believe in a higher power that cannot be explained? The spiral in the sunflower, the sadness. Kind of guy that goes to church on Sunday. I'd rather spend my time worshiping in my own way, walking in the woods, wading in the river, breathing in the mountain air. Ooh, when I feel that paint brushing my fingers, I know that you. Cause when I'm alone, oil painting in my garage, I let my colors flow. I'll be working on my portrait. I'll be working on my portrait. I'll be working on my portrait. God. And I'm on my way to heaven. When I look at you, you've got a secret weapon, a perfect shade of blue. And I'm on my way to heaven. when I look at you, you got a secret weapon, a perfect shade of blue. And when I'm alone, oil painting in my garage, I let my colors flow. I'm working on a portrait of God. Yeah, when I'm alone, life is nothing but a mirage. I let my colors flow, and I'll be working on my portrait. I'll be working on my portrait. I'll be working on my portrait of God.
All right, so this is Tell Me.
Tell me what you want to do. We'll be talking all night through. I don't wanna spend another night alone. Only you and me can make it right. And I can't keep my love from you. No, I can't keep my love from you. Of you, will you tell me, was it good for you? I don't wanna see another hour go. I've been waiting around staring at the door. Only you and me will ever know. I can't keep my love from you. No, I can't keep my love from you. We've been out dancing around this for years, climbing up mountain and riding out off. Tell me, oh, tell me, oh, these all wasted tears. 'Cause I can't keep my love from you. No, I can't keep my love from you. Tell me what you want to do. We'll be talking all night. Make it right, and I can't keep my love from you. No, I can't keep my love from you. And I can't keep my love from you. No, I can't keep my love from you.
The Bandits of Blue Sky.
No, I'm trying to introduce
okay.
it.
All right, let's do it.
The Bandits of Blue Sky.
One, two, three.
Have you heard the news? There's bandits on the loose. They sneak into your psyche and drink up all your juice. And no one knows the whereabouts of Red Truth and his gang. It was Wednesday when they busted out, and Thursday came the rain. Is there anybody there? Is anybody listening? Does anybody care that the atmosphere appears to be missing? Well, it must be the bandits of blue sky. The bandits of blue sky. When the cold wind is blowing, you know they have arrived. The bandits of the blue sky. I've been in a dark place for what feels like forever. Yesterday was May, now somehow it's December. And every day is the same, grayer than a grave. So maybe you could spare a little sunshine. Maybe you could help me with my mind. Help me know. Is anybody listening? Does anybody care that the atmosphere appears to be glitching? Well, it must be the bandits of blue sky. The bandits of blue sky. When the cold wind is blowing, you know they have arrived. The bandits of the blue sky. The bandits of the blue sky. The bandits of the blue sky. When the cold wind is blowing, you know they have arrived. The bandits of the blue sky.
The SoCal Sound Sessions are produced by 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Session hosted by Leanna Bassior. Audio recorded and mixed by Tristan Dolce. Edited by Matt Blake. The SoCal Sound is a public service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.